have fundamental issues with the scheme at government level, and there are fundamental issues, obviously, still with the administration of the scheme at DCC. So all parties who have responsibility for the design and implementation of the scheme need to face up to the reality of what's going on and do their best for the homeowners. All this sort of he said, she said is going to get nobody anywhere. What we would like to do is actually sit down in more of a kind of working meeting with all the various stakeholders. There has been a lot of holdups since the implementation of the scheme at the beginning of July. In the meeting, I raised the issue with regard to the non-payment of those people who have literally put up tens of thousands of their own money to try and keep the process moving, try and keep contractors on site. And, you know, many of them have just had to mothball their builds. They're completely stressed out. And still, we don't know exactly when those payments are going to be made. The indication in the meeting was maybe in the next week or two. But still, we can't get a definite date of when this is going to happen. And then that stymies all the plans with regard to how homeowners need to progress. That's just one issue.
Some concerns also expressed today that the transition process may lead to some people effectively being pushed right back to the start, and all the works they've done and the reports they've gathered and the information they've collated up to now effectively being put to one side, and those people being told you have to start again. Surely no conscionable way can that be allowed to happen.
It just cannot be allowed to happen. And I mean, for example, we have a family who applied in good faith to the original scheme in 2020. They had to go through a change of option simply because the house has deteriorated so quickly in the meantime, and yet did not get a decision that they needed from Donegal County Council. They are in dire circumstances. Their situation is so bad that they actually even qualify for the emergency accommodation. The house is literally coming around and then they don't have a decision. And to think that they might have to withdraw the application and start again is absolutely inconceivable. And there has to be a way found for these type of cases. They are one case. We are aware of many more cases, as to other facilitators, of this type of dire situation where people have been stuck waiting to try and move forward on the scheme literally for years at this stage. And for one reason or another, they seem to have fallen through the cracks. And people are just not taking their situation seriously enough. And people, it's not just the condition of the house, the people are dealing with other big issues in their lives. And there has to be recognition of those types of stresses as well too. And everything that can be done must be done to expedite the situations of these people. They are absolutely screamingly hot, urgent.